Ever noticed how some companies thrive in chaos while others need stability to succeed? What works brilliantly for Apple might bankrupt Walmart and vice versa. The genius of your strategy needs a strategy lies in this fundamental insight. There's no universal approach to strategy that works in all business environments. The business landscape has transformed dramatically since the 1960s when strategic planning first dominated corporate thinking. Today's world demands more nuanced approaches. While some claim strategy itself has become irrelevant in fast-changing markets, the performance gap between winners and losers has actually widened, making strategic choices more crucial than ever. The book's revolutionary strategy palette framework identifies 5 distinct approaches, each matched to specific business conditions, transforming how leaders navigate today's complex landscape. Think of strategy like choosing the right tool for a specific job. The strategy palette provides 5 distinct approaches based on 3 crucial dimensions: predictability, can you forecast it? Malleability, can you shape it? And harshness, can you survive it? In predictable, stable industries like consumer packaged goods, a classical approach, be big, works best. Companies like Mars build scale advantages and execute disciplined plans. In unpredictable environments like technology, an adaptive approach, be fast, succeeds through continuous experimentation. Tata Consulting Services grew from $155 million to $13 billion by rapidly adapting to technological shifts. When you can create entirely new markets, a visionary approach, be first, wins, like how Quintiles pioneered the clinical research organization industry. In malleable but unpredictable environments, a shaping approach, be the orchestrator, works by collaborating with partners. Novo Nordisk dominated Chinese diabetes care by orchestrating an ecosystem of patients, doctors, and regulators. Finally, when facing harsh circumstances, a renewal approach, be viable, focuses first on survival before pivoting to growth. American Express demonstrated this during the 2008 financial crisis. Classical strategy thrives in stable environments, like chess, where companies can plan and execute with precision. Mars demonstrates this with billion-dollar brands like Snickers and M&M's, introduced in the 1930s-40s, which continue succeeding through scale advantages in manufacturing, distribution, and marketing. As former Mars president Paul Michaels noted, scale is critical in our business. In stable markets, size becomes self-reinforcing. Larger firms achieve lower costs, enabling price reductions that drive volume growth. In unpredictable environments, adaptive strategy replaces sustainable advantage with serial temporary advantage through experimentation. Zara exemplifies this by responding to customer preferences rather than predicting them. While traditional retailers commit to 80% of seasonal inventory 6 months ahead, Zara commits only 15-25%, designing up to 50% mid-season. Their streamlined production system reduces design-to-store time from 5 months to 3 weeks, resulting in lower markdowns, 15-20% versus industry's 50%, and double the profit margins. Similarly, Japan's 7-Eleven gained advantage by testing sales hypotheses using real-time data on demographics, weather, and timing. As Caesars Entertainment CEO Gary Loveman put it, there are 2 ways to get fired from Caesars: stealing from the company or failing to include a proper control group in your business experiment. Visionary strategy thrives when a single firm can create or recreate an industry. Like artists with blank canvases, visionary strategists envision possibilities and persist through challenges. Anne Wojcicki's 23andMe exemplifies this approach. In 2006, she envisioned combining genetic and phenotypic data to revolutionize healthcare, leveraging advances in biotechnology, information technology, and e-commerce. 23andMe reduced its genomic analysis price from $999 to $99 to accelerate growth. Despite FDA challenges, Wojcicki pursues her goal of testing 25 million people to transform healthcare research. Shaping strategy works like coordinating multiple artists on a mural, providing vision while leveraging collective creativity. This approach suits unpredictable industries that can be influenced through coordinated action. Novo Nordisk demonstrated this in China's diabetes care market. Entering in the 1990s, Novo orchestrated an ecosystem approach, training physicians, partnering with the health ministry, creating patient support groups, and establishing local production. These efforts helped shape treatment standards while securing 60% market share. Similarly, Red Hat built its success by orchestrating open-source software development, guided by their vision to catalyze better technology through community collaboration. When businesses face existential threats, renewal strategy addresses harsh environments through a dual approach. First, addressing immediate deterioration, then pivoting for growth. American Express exemplified this during the 2008 financial crisis. CEO Ken Chenault implemented aggressive cost-cutting while investing in future growth, reducing workforce by 10% and cutting management expenses while protecting customer service and securing $8 billion in new funding. His mantra was clear: stay liquid, stay profitable, and invest selectively to grow. While competitors retreated, Chenault transformed Amex from a card company into a digital financial services platform. His approach of keeping nose to the grindstone and eyes on the horizon led to a 9-fold stock increase from recession lows. In contrast, Kodak failed despite dominating 90% of the U.S. film market in 1975 and inventing the first digital camera, ultimately filing for bankruptcy in 2012 due to insufficient investment in digital innovation. Can you pat your head while rubbing your stomach? Strategic ambidexterity requires similar coordination, applying multiple strategic approaches simultaneously or successively. PepsiCo exemplifies this capability, managing a diverse portfolio that extends far beyond its iconic carbonated drink. With $22 billion brands, PepsiCo uses a classical approach to capitalize on scale advantages in core brands while deploying adaptive capabilities to respond to shifting consumer behaviors like healthy living trends. As CEO Indra Nooyi explains, PepsiCo must both run and reinvent the business simultaneously. To resolve this dichotomy, she pursues a separation model of ambidexterity with parallel teams in each business, the day-to-day group and the future group thinking, how do I disrupt myself? The core business team focuses on efficiency, worrying about the cost per pound to the decimal, while the other team concentrates on disruption, free from current constraints. Large corporations must execute multiple strategic approaches simultaneously because they operate in diverse environments that change over time. Leaders must animate this strategy collage by managing a state of artful disequilibrium against an organization's tendency to lock into familiar approaches, a skill that separates truly exceptional companies from the merely good ones. Implementing the strategy palette requires leaders to assess their environment's predictability, malleability, and harshness, then select and execute the appropriate approach. In classical strategy, companies like Diageo succeed by segmenting customers by consumption occasion, leading to targeted innovations like Bailey's Chocolate Luxe. Visionary strategists identify opportunities through megatrends, breakthrough technologies, customer pain points, and industry mavericks, then create bold visions combining new offerings with novel business models. Shaping strategists, exemplified by Red Hat CEO Jim Whitehurst, influence industry direction through stakeholder engagement and ecosystem contributions, monetizing through certification and services. Success ultimately comes from developing multiple strategic approaches and the flexibility to adapt them as conditions evolve.